16 and 17. Thank you, musicians, for your wonderful playing, your anointed playing, your willingness to play. Praise God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 for our opening text tonight. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, throughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. Praise our God. Wow, what a scripture. You may be seated again tonight. Simple title tonight, just to focus in the Word. Preached on the King. Tonight we're going to preach on the Word. Hallelujah. What a scripture. How many's ever read this scripture before? How many's ever heard this scripture before? Okay. I mean, we should have got a unanimous hands up. Now, some may have not read it. That's some of the problem with today's church. Praise God. I'm serious as I can be. Amen. Because all scripture is given by inspiration of God. In other words, God saw to it that it was spoken, and God saw to it that it was written. And there is a reason why God saw to it that it was spoken. There is a reason why God saw to it that it was written. There's a great reason, because He wants to instruct. It's profitable for doctrine, in other words, the sound teachings of God's Word. It's profitable for reproof and for correction. Do you realize instruction in righteousness is different than reproof and correction? Reproof and correction is showing me what I'm doing wrong. And instruction in righteousness is showing me what I need to do that's right. God's Word will accomplish that. Hallelujah. And so that the man of God may be perfect, throughly furnished, throughly. It's just kind of a word we don't use. We would say thoroughly. And so, but throughly furnished, in other words, everything you're going to need to live for God and to do good works for God is found in the Word. In the Word. In the Word. Woo, praise God. King James Version. Amen. The Word. The Word of God. Hallelujah. And so we see now, I'm just going to share some things, hallelujah, of God's Word. I want to go ahead and read 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. And I'll probably not hold you long here tonight, but I just wanted to bring this forth tonight to refresh us, remind us, renew us about the importance of the Word. 2 Peter 1, 20 and 21, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 21, verse 33. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. So we're just establishing something here tonight, fresh and anew. It's not something we've never heard before. It's not something we haven't preached on before. It's just reminding us and helping us to remember and renewing us that God's Word came by the power of the Holy Ghost. It was not just mere men, but men, holy men of God, who were speaking by the power of the Holy Ghost, so that man might know what God expects of Him. That believers, for you and I, that believers might know what God expects of us. Hallelujah. And you've probably heard us make this statement, it's not a free ride. It's the free gift of salvation, but it's not a free ride to heaven. Amen. It's a gift of salvation to bring a new creature inside of us and to then give us the infilling of the Holy Ghost that we might walk with God and please God and do great works for God. And great works are not necessarily preaching, teaching, or anything like that. Great works are just being full of love. Great works are being full of the Holy Ghost. Great works are being kind. Great works are being forgiven. Great works is temperance. Hallelujah. I mean, are you getting the picture? The good works of God are the bare brass things of just living life right. That's the works that it's talking about. It's not talking about necessarily going out and witnessing to the lost. It is going about living your life in alignment with God's Word. And with Jesus Christ, looking unto the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. So He can finish the work He's begun in every one of us. I'm afraid sometimes we're finished before God is. Woo! Think about that one for a little bit. And I have seen it. And have you ever wondered why there's so many different denominations and then so many flavors of other denominations? Because some folks finished before God was finished. And some folks just stopped where they was going to believe God's Word and obey God's Word. And poof, we got another one. Hallelujah. But you and I are not of that persuasion. You and I understand that it is a continual life work of that wonderful Word of God, rebuking, reproving, instructing our lives in any given situation that might arise in our life. For every circumstance and every situation and every trial and every test, there is the Word of God for the directive to come through it victorious. Amen. And you might want to understand and realize, sometimes it's not going to be grand and glorious as it is going to be like pulling hen's teeth to get it done. Woo! You know the biggest problem we're running into in these last days is we're wanting God to do it for us. Oh God, take this desire from me. God replies, oh child, get rid of it yourself. Woo! Hello. Follow me. Follow me. Abide in me. Woo! Praise God. You see, it's not a free ride. It is work all the way. Praise our God. Hallelujah. And what has messed the church world up is all these easy believism preachers that present it as a free ride, getting everything you want, everything you desire, and living after the flesh, and it's okay. Nowhere in the Bible will you find that it is okay to live after the flesh. Everywhere in the Bible you will find, crucify that thing. Crucify that thing. Crucify that flesh. Deny that flesh. Mortify that flesh. Nowhere in the Bible will you find anything good about your flesh. None. Not at all. But that's the part we don't want to hear, right? That's the part we don't want to read. That's the part we hit pause and skip and start again. When it starts hitting home. Woo, praise our God. It is God's Word. God inspired, Holy Ghost all the way, written, preserved, infallible, so that you and I can grow in His grace and in His knowledge and be transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. It is a lifelong journey. Praise our God. a lifelong journey. Don't stop. Just keep on climbing. Keep on a-going. Keep on a-growing. And you'll keep on rejoicing. You'll keep on praising. You'll keep on being in victory and be victorious. You will just continuing on to know the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise our God. Hallelujah. And as I've made this statement before, but as you get older, you need it more. We can't remember near as much as we used to. We don't. We just can't remember as much, and that's why we need it renewed and refreshed and over and over and over again. Amen. How do you think children learn in school? Over and over and over. Didn't we learn this last year? Yes, you're going to learn it again this year. Over and over and over until it becomes embedded in the mind, and you can rattle off 12 times 12 is 144. God. Now that one was pretty easy. How about 11 times 11, 121? I mean, you know, it's just things you should know. You know how long I've known that? Let's see, let's calculate here. It's about 50 years for sure. Yeah, I didn't just learn that yesterday. I learned that 50 years ago. No, I still know. How many learned how to drive, you know, when you were 14, 15 years old? You didn't learn how to drive yesterday, did you? Woo. No, we learned how to drive. Yeah, and you back up again 45 years ago. 48 years ago. Do we have to be taught every day how to drive? Well, we might have to refresh our minds on what you're supposed to do at a yellow light. Woo. I mean, because contrary to our mind frame and our thought, yellow means I can romp and go on. No, yellow means stop because it's about to turn red. Praise our God. See, you learned something tonight. Maybe, maybe not. Amen. Luke 21:33, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Psalms 119:89. Forever. Don't you love that word? Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. See, this is why God's holy. This is another definition of God's holiness. Nothing changes. He's forever the same. He's holy. You and I are fickle until we get holy. Praise God. I mean, if you're always fickle, you need to get a little more of the holiness of God going on in your life. Stability. God is stable. Mm-hmm. Woo. Jesus Christ is stability. God's word is stability. Settled in heaven. Praise God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. You see, God's word has to continually come our direction so that it can work the work that it was designed to do. Amen. And we have to read God's word with the attitude, with the desire, Lord, show me my ways so that they might become your ways. Do you read God's word with that in mind, or do you read God's word because you're putting in your time? All the saints of old, when you start reading after the saints of old, when they went to the Lord in prayer and they took the word of God with them, they weren't seeking God for a message. They were seeking God for transformation of life so they could have the anointing of the Holy Ghost so that they might see and perceive and understand God's word so they could share it with other people. Sometimes I think preachers get this all turned around. You don't go to prayer with your Bible to get a message to preach. You go to prayer with the Bible to become the message. Ooh, praise our God. Now, to become the message. Hallelujah. Here's why I say that. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And of course, you know and I know, this is speaking of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and John is giving him the title of the Word. Another name for Jesus Christ, the Word. And John uses this often. John 1 and 14, a little further down. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. In other words, God, Jesus Christ, was made flesh. We saw him. And we saw him in his holiness, in his reflection, in his manifestation of the Father. Hallelujah. And he was full of grace and full of truth. That means he knew everything that needed to be taught to the disciples of that day and to you and I today. Amen. The Word. Hallelujah. 1 John 5 and 7. For there are three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. Once again, he makes that reference to the Word. And now in Revelation 19, 13, speaking of Jesus. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Praise God. Jesus was the expressed image of God. God become flesh, dwelt among us, walked without sin. Do you understand what that means? That means he walked in the Word. He walked in the command. He walked in the law of that day as he was bringing the new covenant into being. But before the new covenant was established, Jesus Christ walked according to the old covenant. So that means whatever sacrifice needed to be made, he'd make a sacrifice. Whatever needed to be done in the temple, he would do in the temple. Praise God. You know, he had to go to a fish to get money to pay a tithe, because he didn't have any money to tithe. But because Peter said, "We do," he went and got money to do it. Woo! Out of a fish's mouth. Praise God. There's a message right there, you know. Don't worry, if you need money, God can put it in the fish's mouth to pay your tithe. Woo! Praise God. Hallelujah. Just the reality of what God can do if we will walk in his Word. See, this is the glorious thing. Because as you and I walk in the Word, and you and I become adherent to the Word, and you and I become obedient to the Word, because that's what we mean when we say walk in the Word, then God just blesses. He just blesses. He just adds to. He just helps. He just touches. As you and I are just walking with him, a lot of these things that we are so diligently praying for just are there. Just are there. Hallelujah. And that's part of being adherent to the Word of God, being serious about the Word of God, and taking the Word of God as my way of life and the final authority. Oh, think about that. As the final authority. Now, you got to understand, all through the generations, God's Word has been the final authority. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. He said, "Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for to do them, that ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord for your God, which I command you. Your eyes have seen what the Lord did because of Baal-peor. For all the men that followed Baal-peor, the Lord thy God hath destroyed them from among you. But ye that did cleave unto the Lord your God are alive, every one of you, this day. Now, did you catch that? To the fact, don't add to the word which I command you. And then he brings up Baal-peor and those that begin to add to God's word, let's worship him too. That's what they did. They didn't deny God's word or God's commands. They just added more to it. And God destroyed them. Woo. Now you realize, well, let me go ahead and read you the scripture. Revelation 22, 18 and 19. It says, I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. So, are you catching the understanding? God's word was inspired by him, spoken by holy men of old through the power of the Holy Ghost, and written, preserved by God. God doesn't want anybody to add to it, and he doesn't want anybody to take away from it. That pretty well takes away the pick and the choose of what I want of God's word, doesn't it? Whoa. Because he says, and he gives the illustration, those that added were destroyed. And those that take away from, well, they'll be taken out of the book of life and they won't see the holy city. And they won't get the promises of the book. So, yes, every part of God's word is important. Because if I get the mind frame and the attitude to delete some of it because I think it's too hard, guess what's going to get deleted? Your name out of the book of life. If you're not willing to follow all, that means you're not willing to follow at all. Just because you may do some, but you have no desire to do all, you're not ready for the rapture. You're not ready for the coming of the Lord. You're not really surrendered to Jesus Christ because you've not laid down your life to take up his. You've not laid down your life to follow the word. You've not denied yourself so that you could do what was right. Praise our God. You see, that's the choice for all men. Not all are will be saved, because not all will be willing to lay down their lives and follow Jesus. Remember the parable of the seed? Some didn't even hear it. The enemy took it away. Some heard it. It fell on rocks. And it just didn't have any work in it. Some heard it, and then they allowed the cares of the life to choke it out. You realize those are the ones that had opportunity, and they didn't make it. But then some fell in good ground. What is that? A humble heart? A willing heart? A contrite heart? Willing to hear God's word, change and adjust whatever needs adjusting. Hallelujah. Praise God. That is the only way circumstances, many circumstances and situations will ever be changed. The circumstance will not be changed, but you will be changed. And then you will look at the circumstance differently because you will begin to look at it according to God's Word. Hallelujah. And that brings a whole new light on a lot of things. Why do I always have to go through this? Can I give you an answer? Hallelujah. Why is this always happening? Can I give you an answer? Are you ready to deny yourself so it won't happen that way again? Whoa. We always want the easy road. But I have found there's no easy road until you say yes to the hard one. You know what happens? When you say yes to the Lord and His Word and His way, that hard road becomes easy. The only reason it's hard is because you don't want to. And when you get your want to fixed, you want to. Proverbial. I've watched it time and time and time and time and time and time again. Get your schoolwork done. But I don't want to. Get your schoolwork done. But I don't want to. I don't feel like it. Okay. No PE for you today. Work's done. You see, you just got to get your want to fixed. Or it could be, all right, it's Woody time. And it's amazing how Woody can get a want to fixed. Woo! Woody, the want to changer. Woo! Praise our God. I got this. I've just got this. I just got this feeling. Look out, students. I just got this feeling Woody is going to be a great companion this year. I just got this feeling because I'm a feeling it. I'm just a feeling it. I'm not going to put up with nonsense this year. Woo! We know what the rules are. We're going to follow the rules. Or Woody is going to get our want-to changed. Praise our God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. And if Brother Pepper's not getting it done like he ought to, then Sister Pepper's going to have to use Woody. Woo! So that's motivation for me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you ever too old to get a spanking? Not if you need it. That's right. That's right. I know a lot of adults who need spankings. I do. Woo! Why? Because they just keep doing the same old thing all the time. And for some reason, they don't want to get their want-to fixed. Amen. Praise God. The Word. The Word. I mean, it's just doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness. You realize this is why God gave us the Word. Not so we could say, I've read it through in 1 year. Great. Read it through again. Great. Read it through and read it through and read it through. But when are you going to do? Not about reading it through. It's all about do. Praise God. God's Word is for you and I to grow so that He can bless us. He can encourage us. He can use us. Hallelujah. You want the blessings of God to flow in your life? When the Word of God is flowing in your life, the blessings of God will flow in your life also. Hallelujah. Those promises that we try to hold on to are annulled because we won't hold on to the reproof, rebuke, and instruction. When we let go of those things, then the promises aren't there. But when we get a hold of God's Word for the very purpose that it was given to us, the promises will be alive. Woo! Praise be to our God. Amen. Stand to your feet if you would again this evening. Hallelujah. We've already had a wonderful time of prayer. Praise be to our God.